From Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, this is Bob Padula with another edition of the Australian DX Report. These broadcasts are heard quite regularly on the internet and on international shortwave broadcasting stations. We provide information of value to hobbyists and enthusiasts of shortwave radio around the world. I'd just like to remind listeners that all times in our programs are in UTC, that's GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Now, first of all, we have some monitoring information. I've titled this The Mysteries of the 7 MHz Spectrum. The B15 international transmission season has revealed increased frequency occupancy at the top end of this band. The summary made here in Melbourne in the time span 1730 to 1800 indicates the variety of signals which are currently audible. Many transmissions from stations in China dominate the band. On 7375, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Russian to signing off at 1750. 7380, China Radio International from the Serik, Albania relay station in German. And 7385, the Xinjiang People's Broadcasting Station at Lhasa in Tibet in China, with its Tibetan service until signing off at 1805. Now, several transmissions of China Radio International. 7400 from Xi'an in Swahili. 7410 from Kashi in Russian. 7420 from Kunming in English. 7435 from Xinhua in English. And 7445 from Urumqi in Chinese. And on 7450, another frequency for the Xinjiang People's Broadcasting Station at Lhasa, again with the Chinese service, to closing at 1800. And 7485, the Voice of America from the Iranavilla relay station in Sri Lanka, broadcasting in Kurdish. And 7495, the Voice of America, again known, or this program known as Diwa Radio, broadcasting from the Kuwait transmitting station in Pashto. And 7505, the BBC from the Nakhon relay station in Thailand, with its programs in Dari, signing on at 1800. And on 7510, an obscure frequency for Ibra Radio by the Yerevan relay station in Armenia. Program in the Silti language, that's spelled S-I-L-T-E, Silti language, signing on at 1730. And 7520, another broadcast from Yerevan in Armenia, this time the Voice of the Martyrs in Korean. And 7540, the Voice of America, DUR Radio again, also from Kuwait, with programming in Pashto. And 7570, North Korea, the Korean Central Broadcasting System in Korean. And right up at the top end of the 41-metre band, 7600, Taiwan, the Sound of Hope, broadcasting from a transmitter site near Taipei in Chinese. Now some information about the World Radio TV Handbook. The 70th edition of this well-known guide to international and local radio broadcasting is now in the process of preparation. It's expected to be published during December. Covers all frequencies, all transmissions from the world's shortwave, medium wave, many television stations, and of course shortwave, both international and national services. It's supplemented by articles written by professional writers on contemporary aspects of radio broadcasting. The book will be available through normal commercial outlets, which you can find by going to the search engine on the internet. That's the World Radio TV Handbook. It's also available by direct order from the WRTH itself in England. Now, some more information concerning the 41 metre band. This time between 1830 and 1900 here in Melbourne. Very congested band, dominated by signals from Europe, Africa, Middle East and Asia. And this is a survey which I made recently, which I hope will be of interest to you. 7285, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Arabic. Same frequency used at the same time by China Radio International from Xi'an in the Chao Chao language. 7340, another frequency for China Radio International from Kashi in Italian. And 7350, yet another frequency for China Radio International from Yunqi in French. And 7365, the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station, the religious broadcasting organisation, broadcasting in Persian from relay station in Nauen in Germany. And 7220, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Russian until signing off at 1850. And 7235, the Korean Broadcasting System from the relay station in Wolverton, England, with its transmissions in Russian. 7315, another frequency for China Radio International from Kunming, Chinese, signing off at 1830. And 7325, CRI from Beijing in Persian. 7375, Radio Romania International, with its programming in Romanian. Very good reception here in Melbourne. And 7415, Radio Free Asia from Tinian Island in the Marianas Islands, broadcasting in Chinese. And 7425, another channel for the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in German until closing at 1820. And 7465, the BBC Mayotin, one of the low power transmitters there, in French until 1830, signing off. And 7480, an unusual station, Radio Bahai, and it's in Persian, broadcasting from Dushanbe in Tajikistan. And 7495, BBC from Udon in Thailand, broadcasting in Persian. So quite a lot of activity in the 41 metre band. And I'd just like to remind you that current propagation report from the Department of Space Services in Sydney, New South Wales, indicates that solar activity is now at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 107, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 5757. And those very low figures are expected to continue for some time. We're currently moving from the through the downward phase of sunspot cycle 24, and it's expected that this cycle will be at its lowest ebb in about 2 months' time, when solar cycle 25 will start to appear. Well, that's all the information we have in this week's broadcast of the Australian DX Report, covering shortwave broadcasting activity from stations around the world. We'll have another program at the same time next week, so Until then, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us, and goodbye for now. See you soon.